JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
How did the markets handle the tilting of the world's axis?
What a week, eh? Isn't that fascinating? It's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. So, yeah, we're 24 hours on from waking up to the actuality of a change in government in the world's biggest economy. Yeah, global markets have had a chance to digest it all. Actually, Mike, I was in the central North Island yesterday, down the Tararua district, Dannevirke, Paihiatua. Talking to the good people down there, first thing they asked me, particularly the primary sector people, what does it mean for us? What does it mean for us? So everybody, this has affected the world.
Of course.
So what sort of happened? Well, we woke up yesterday to this news, and yields or interest rates in New Zealand, they pushed higher. Look, in September, full of optimism about lower rates, the New Zealand five-year swap rate fell to under 3.5, 3.46. Yesterday it closed a smidgen under 4%, so quite a big move, a reasonably significant reversal. I think more relevant to mortgage holders out there is what's happening in short-term interest rates. They have also pushed higher, but not to the same degree. So I'll say the two-year rate, 3.5 in September, it was at 3.86 yesterday. So we are sort of seeing a move there. We are seeing upward pressure on the back end of the yield curve, particularly. New Zealand share market, Mike, I mentioned this yesterday. Normally when offshore markets like the US have a stonking rally, that lifts our market. But yesterday I said we'd have to see what the stronger force was, US markets pushing up or concern about the impact on our economy. Well, actually, unfortunately, the latter won out yesterday because our share market fell. Only slightly, though, 0.5%, but it wasn't a rousing endorsement. And the reality is we really don't know what the impact will be on us yet. Asian markets, Mike, the Chinese share market rebounded. We've sort of seen mixed trading across the Asian region and quite a few green numbers across Europe as well. So a number of European indices have recovered, and also the New Zealand dollar has recovered. Then in the background, I think you just mentioned it, a couple of comments from our part of the world, from the central banks. Australian RBA official, the assistant governor over there, Christopher Kent, he noted yesterday that large US tariffs on China might have an adverse effect on Australia, and I think we could be in the same position there. And Deputy Governor Christian Hawkesby, the RBNZ one, speaking at the parliamentary committee, he said on the margin Trump policies are inflationary but manageable in the world of operationally independent central banks. And US markets overnight, Mike, they're pretty stable. We've seen the Nasdaq push higher, but Dow Jones fairly level. So still we're going to still see a little bit more volatility, I think.
Well, we might, because entering the fray very shortly is Mr. Powell.
Absolutely. Now all eyes turn to the Fed. Almost forgotten amongst the excitement of the US election is the fact that the US Federal Reserve is stepping up the plate today. We don't get that out until 8 o'clock this morning, of course, within the background, the Bank of England having cut rates overnight as well. But back to the Fed. Look, there's a real air of uncertainty here, Mike, over what happens next, because the market's got almost two interest rate cuts priced in between now and Christmas. But there are some issues that have now become a little bit more clouded for the Fed. You just sort of run through them. Inflation. Does the Fed assume a greater risk of inflationary pressures? Tax cuts. How does the central bank over there factor in this into their forecast? Do they now assume a different trajectory or environment for demand? What about the jobs market? You know, the Trump's been elected on taking a pretty tough stance on migration. But, you know, what effect on the labour market is that going to have if he follows through? So many, many questions. Common sense suggests at this stage the Fed will not comment or stay well clear of political types of comments, but the environment has clearly changed. I'm expecting them to do the 25 basis point cut, adopt sort of a watching brief, but I think it will make some of the committee members sort of reluctant to forecast the same degree of monetary policy relief until they know more. Mm-hmm. So we will just have to wait and see.
Right, what are the numbers?
We have got the Dow Jones, 43,769, which is just up a tiny little bit. The S&P 500 is up 0.62%, 5965, and the NASDAQ is up 1.36%, 19,240. FTSE 100 down small overnight, 0.32, 8140, the close there. The Nikkei down 0.25%, 39,381. The Shanghai Composite bounced back up 2.5%, 3470. The ASX 200 was up 27 points, 0.33%, 8,226. The NZX 50 down 68 points, as I said, 0.54, 12,581. Kiwi dollar has recovered back over 60 cents, 0.6019, 0.9025 against the Aussie, 0.5577 against the euro, 0.4635 against the pound, 92.17 against the Japanese yen. Gold has rebounded, $2,695. Brent crude, $75.26, and I'm off back to the business lunch at Craggy Range today, Mike, to see what I'll assess the mood of the business community. That's my job today.
Very good. You enjoy it, and we'll catch up next week. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.